Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and what a great day it is. Hallelujah. Is that appropriate to say about the prospect of saving 18 cents a gallon on gas that is generally costing around $5 a gallon now? It's gone down just a few pennies. It could go down a few pennies more if President Biden's bold move to lower gas prices actually wins support in Congress. It looks like it won't. Both sane Republicans and what's left of sane Democrats are ridiculing this idea. It's honestly extraordinary that it's even being taken seriously. We will get to that. We'll also get to the impact of yesterday's testimony at the January 6th hearings. I mean, having listened to the whole thing and analyzed the whole thing, has anybody's mind been changed at all? And there is, in fact, now a very, very strong legal opinion by a universally respected jurist and professor at Harvard Law School, who's also a fellow at the Hoover Institution. So he's no left-winger. But in any event, he suggests that if, as is widely anticipated, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, makes a decision to prosecute Donald J. Trump for some of the crimes that are being raised in the committee setting, crimes like defrauding the U.S. government, and interfering with a appropriate, lawful, constitutional, congressional act, if he is prosecuted on that and faces prosecution, it would be a cataclysmic mistake. And I actually agree with that. I mean, I think that the one thing that this country needs least at the moment is something that would be impeachment in spades. And I say that because the impeachment outcome was predictable. It was predictable both times. There was no chance of actually convicting President Trump and removing him from office, even during his last days in office. So the impeachment was a mistake. And I'm not suggesting that we want or need a third term of Donald J. Trump. As a matter of fact, there's all kinds of evidence today, new, that fewer and fewer Americans even want him to run. Yeah, the most recent poll, it's less than a third of Americans even want him to run for office in 2024. But one way of guaranteeing that he would run is by indicting him and prosecuting him, where he gets to play a victim. What a terrible mistake. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. Also to the impact and the message that was sent by the primary results last night in Alabama and Virginia and other states, and Georgia, as a matter of fact, the runoff in primaries. The first up, though, the gas tax holiday. Now, by calling it a gas tax holiday, holidays sound festive, right? Everybody was happy with taking Juneteenth off, even though it wasn't Juneteenth. It was actually June 20th. That the country got off, but it was an occasion, as Juan Williams said on this program, it was an occasion where there was an emphasis on brotherhood and understanding and the progress America's made in moving on beyond the nightmare of slavery. But the gas tax holiday, first of all, how long does President Biden choose this to continue? There are real problems about this because we have a highway trust fund that is supposed to pay for maintaining our highways, and it's dependent upon that 18 cents a gallon. And secondly, this is just basically, it shows contempt, it seems to me, for the American public. For what most people, what this means is, figure it out. it's 18 cents a gallon that you would be saving, which sounds pretty good. I mean, it'd be worth driving a few extra miles to get 18 cents a gallon less in terms of what you paid at the pump. But again, what this means is that if you're getting a full tank of gas, which say is 15 gallons of gas, right, for most cars. I mean, if you have a huge car, you could get even a little bit more. But let's say it's 15 gallons. What you're talking about is about $3 that you would be saving per fill up. And is that really worth throwing off the ability to pay for this grand infrastructure bill, which was really at risk here? Even Nancy Pelosi has been very skeptical about the impact of this particular suggestion. And over at CNN, Matt Egan talked very skeptically about Biden's proposal for a gas tax holiday. This is clip 11.
There are other concerns here. I mean, this does nothing to fix supply. And actually, it supports, if not boosts demand at a time when supply can't keep up with demand.
Yeah.
Okay, that's part of the problem. And the other thing is that really, should American people give away their votes or have their political viewpoint changed for the idea of saving? Let's see, how many times do you fill up in a month? Let's say you use a lot of gas, you drive a lot, and you actually would be getting 3 fill-ups in a month, which is a lot, I think, for most people. It's more than the average American. So 3 fill-ups of a tank, well, you'd be saving less than $10 a month. And again, why is it that way when you understand that the cost of taxes on gas is a huge part of the cost? Because most of it is statewide gas taxes. Typically, states have over 50 cents a gallon in taxes. And what you're talking here is about saving 18 cents a gallon. And a lot of skeptical Republicans, and they're right to be skeptical about this, who are very unlikely to support this in Congress, and they're not going to get anything like 100% of Democrats. So this is probably dead on arrival as a suggestion. But back in 2008, when he was running for president of the United States, Senator Barack Obama bashed a gas tax holiday and said, look, this was an idea that was nothing more than a gimmick. And a cheap gimmick, by the way. Here is President Obama all those years ago.
I know that we're having a debate right now about the gas tax holiday. For us to suggest that 30 cents a day for 3 months is real relief, that's a real energy policy, means that we are not tackling the problem that has to be tackled. We are offering gimmicks.
Okay, President Obama's right about that. And then again, President Biden, however, is ready to move in that direction. The Congress did come together for moving in another direction, which has gotten a lot of praise and a lot of people scratching heads. 14 Republicans voted with all the Democrats in a very lopsided vote. They had 64 votes total on the floor of the U.S. Senate to move forward with this compromise gun bill. What is in the gun bill? Is there any reason why these extra Republicans, more than expected, including some people who are up for re-election this time, why did the Republicans come over and support a bill which, according to most of the surveys, is not particularly popular with the Republican base? I think because maybe they took a look at what was really in the bill and saw that, no, it was not a threat or anti-Second Amendment. We will get to questions and controversies regarding the gun bill that is being moved forward. We'll probably pass the Senate before the end of the week. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
We need to deal with the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Michael Medved show, there were primaries last night, as I mentioned, in one of them that a lot of people paid a lot of attention to, which was in the 10th District of Georgia. Mike Collins, who had run unsuccessfully back in 2014, won the GOP primary against a guy who'd been considered a rising star in Republican ranks. He was endorsed strongly by President Trump. And Vernon Jones. Vernon Jones was a former black state senator, and he's still black, but he became a Republican. He was a former Democratic state senator. He switched parties. He spoke at the Republican convention, a well-received speech, and he was running for this congressional seat. At one point, he had been running for a Senate in Georgia, but then he stepped aside to make way for Herschel Walker. Well, Vernon Jordan lost, and he didn't just lose, and that's the amazing thing. There's something going on in Georgia, and conservatives, Republicans ought to pay attention to it. The Mike Collins won the primary against the Trump candidate, Vernon Jones, 74% to 26% in a runoff. Now, that's very similar to the margin for Governor Kemp against President Trump's candidate for governor, David Perdue. I think that folks in Georgia, and by the way, Mike Collins, that's a very safe Republican district. He should certainly be able to win. And also in Georgia, in the 6th district, the nominee Rich McCormick won the GOP primary runoff against former State Ethics Commission Chairman Jake Evans. Evans was endorsed by Trump. That one was 67% to 33%. McCormick is expected to win this safe Republican seat in November, says the National Journal. And last night, there was a big success for Mitch McConnell, for John Cornyn, for the Senate GOP leadership, which succeeded in getting 14 members of the U.S. Senate to lend their support to a procedural vote on this gun legislation, and they won by 64 votes in the Senate to 34 votes in opposition. All the opponents for that bill were Republican. And John Cornyn, who's worked very hard on this and has been rewarded by getting booed at the Republican State Convention in Texas, the same convention that, by the way, has suggested, demanded a referendum in 2023 on seceding from the Union. Good idea. 1-800-955-1776 for anyone who wants to say it is. Okay, the gun legislation, Senator Cornyn praised the bipartisan gun bill. This is clip 5.
I received tens of thousands of calls and letters and emails with a singular message. Do something. Do something. Not do nothing, but do something. Texans are disgusted and outraged by what happened at Robb Elementary, and they want Congress to take appropriate action to prevent the loss of more innocent lives. I don't want us to pass a bill for the purpose of checking a box. I want to make sure we actually do something useful, something that is capable of becoming a law, something that will have the potential to save lives. I'm happy to report, as a result of the hard work of a number of senators in this chamber, that we've made some serious progress.
Okay, what's in the bill? The summary by Emily Cochran and Annie Carney in the New York Times. As of last night, the bill that they voted on, the 80-page bill, first of all, that's a good sign. It's not one of those massive omnibus bills that is 1,000 pages or 2,000 pages that nobody reads. 80 pages you can read, and you can go through it and figure out what's in it. And the 80-page bill, the final bill, and this is actually with wording. It's not just talking about ideas. They put the wording together because you can't vote on it unless you have something in writing, and that is wording of a bill that becomes law. The 80-page bill is called the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. It would enhance background checks, giving authorities up to 10 business days to review the juvenile records and mental health records of gun purchasers younger than 21. And in other words, it would give you extra time. It would mean that you would have to wait a little bit longer to get your gun when you go out to purchase it if you're between the ages of 18 and 21. But it doesn't say you can't buy a gun when you're 18 or 19. Just you have to wait a little bit longer to have them check through your records and to see that if you were a juvenile, if you were guilty of some kind of violent crime when you were 15. And unfortunately, in today's America, there are people in that situation who probably should not have guns. And I think most people would agree with that. This also includes millions of dollars that would be put toward helping states implement the so-called red flag laws. Actually, it's kind of to bribe states in order to implement the red flag laws, which allow authorities to temporarily, not permanently, temporarily confiscate guns from people who were deemed in court proceedings to be dangers to themselves or to others. And this is particularly important, people believe, and there have been a number of columns written about this, because the majority of gun deaths in America are from suicides. And if someone is suffering from and has a family member who wants to bring the case, who wants to make sure that Uncle Ned doesn't get a gun because Uncle Ned has been going around saying he wants to kill himself, Yes, I think it's reasonable for you to have the ability to go to court and to have a gun taken away for someone who gives a good reason to believe that he's a danger to himself or to others. Well, that's what they are going for in this bill, which passed overwhelmingly. The measure would also, for the first time, ensure that dating partners, not just spouses, and not just people who are actually living together, but dating partners would be included in the federal law that bars domestic abusers from purchasing new firearms. It doesn't take the guns necessarily away from domestic abusers. The senators also agreed to provide millions of dollars for expanding mental health resources and school safety programs. Likely to pass, does this represent a betrayal of Republican principles? 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mighty Michael Medved Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate voted to advance new proposed gun control measures, bringing it closer to a final vote. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says it's bipartisan and has common sense solutions.
It does not so much as touch the rights of the overwhelming majority of American gun owners who are law-abiding citizens of sound mind.
The bill includes incentives for states to adopt red flag laws, expands requirements for background checks, and allocates funding for school safety and mental health support. President Biden is asking Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for 3 months. If approved by Congress, the suspension would lift the 18 cents per gallon tax on gasoline during the summer months, as well as a 24 cent per gallon tax on diesel. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Michael Medved Show. Breaking news today, there are 22 federal charges that are being launched against Andrew Gillum. You know who he is? Remember, he was the mayor of Tallahassee, Florida. He ran a very close race 4 years ago against Ron DeSantis for governor of Florida. And that race was decided by less than 1%. It was a half of a percent by which DeSantis prevailed. It's a good thing that he did. Gillum has had nothing but legal problems, some involving drug use, most involving just corruption, basically taking bribes, raising money illegitimately for his losing campaign for governor. And Gillum is looking at 22 new federal charges. He could go to prison for 20 years. Now, what does this show? Actually, it shows something pretty remarkable. This is a guy who is considered a rising star in the Democratic Party. He's a black Democrat. Again, was popular as mayor of Tallahassee. Tallahassee being the state capital of fairly liberal enclave in Florida. But Andrew Gillum is being prosecuted by the Biden Justice Department, which is kind of a good sign, it would seem to me. And an indication that whatever you want to say about Merrick Garland, this goes against the theory that he is just a totally biased and partisan hack who is doing the business of going after Republicans while leaving Democrats alone. Here's one very prominent Democrat who is not being left alone and is looking at a world of trouble and a world of hate coming up. Speaking about the world of hate, there was other good news in the primaries last night. And it actually wasn't in the primaries themselves. It was on an election that had taken place a few days before, Henry Cuellar, who is a Democrat, and he has a distinction. He is the only Democrat in the House, and that's of, what do they have, 220 Democrats in the House of Representatives. He's the only one who is openly pro-life. And he has had a primary challenge last time, and he had a very spirited primary challenge this time. It went to recounts and then more recounts, and finally it's decided Jessica Cisneros, who was, this is in the Texas 28th Congressional District, who was running against Henry Cuellar, lost her race, so Cuellar has two more years as arguably the most conservative member of the Democratic caucus. In any event, he won by 289 votes. This according to the Texas Democratic Party. Cisneros conceded last night, saying in a statement that she would keep, quote, fighting to create a more progressive and accountable Democratic Party. And Cuellar is facing a former Ted Cruz staffer named Casey Garcia. You may be getting the idea by all these names. This is a very Hispanic district. But again, with a strong move by Hispanic voters toward the Republican Party, and that's what all the polling shows, is it utterly inconceivable that Casey Garcia could actually beat Henry Cuellar? I think it's unlikely. But given the fact that he just almost lost a primary, not inconceivable. Speaking of Texas, the hearing on the school shooting at Uvalde continues to attract attention. And this is something that crosses every partisan line. It crosses lines between people who love and revere and support police departments everywhere and police officers who put themselves in danger every day, risk everything for the sake of public safety, and people who are very suspicious of police and have contempt for police. And there are a lot of people, particularly on the left, who have that position. But is there any question that the police in Uvalde, Texas, performed extremely badly? I mean, horribly, shockingly incompetently in the handling the shooting at the Robb Elementary School. Here is a Texas State Senator, Paul Bettencourt, talking about the failures that have come out about the Uvalde police authorities. This is clip 19.
Is there any T-close or any way that officers coming into a situation like that with a clearly dysfunctional and total breakdown in command and control, that somehow that can be rectified at a shooting like this? Or are we just looking at a shooting that tragically and horrifically lasted so long that it's so abnormal, so out of what the possible realm of responses are, that they simply no way to replace an incident commander that is literally melted into protoplasm?
Well, the only thing that would make you more mad is to see the video. It'll be worse, I can assure you, if you see it. As we mentioned before, it's antithetical. Everything that we've practiced, preached, I mean, it's in contrary, and it is, you know, unfortunately, what we're left with. And of course, we're trying to figure out solutions to this. And what solution, what can you, how do you overcome?
And this is with some of those photographs. You've probably seen some of them that shows the police officers with extremely serious armaments and wearing body armor and waiting in the hallway outside at a time when little girls, 10 and 11 years old, are trying to use their cell phones to call for help. And, of course, the revelation that the door that claimed to be locked, at least according to most reports now, wasn't locked at all. No one tried it, let alone using the tools they had that could have allowed them to break down the door to get in to stop this insane monster who was killing the children. The mayor of Uvalde said the gloves are now off. Now, here's his statement, clip 20.
What matters to Uvalde is that these broken-hearted families and this grieving community get a full investigation and accurate report of what happened that day. The petty infighting, the clickbait headlines, and the politically motivated scapegoating is not helping anyone. It is dividing a community and further frustrating grieving families. So as I told you earlier, the gloves are off. As we know it, we will share it. We are not going to hold back anymore. We kept quiet at the request because we thought we were doing a formal investigation and doing the right thing. But yet, they can go to Austin and have public deals and talk about it and different things and not share a damn thing with this city or anybody in this community. And that's wrong. That's totally wrong. Hal Harrell was in that room with me. Tracy King was in that room with me. Senator Cruz, Senator Corn. I didn't even tell you who the DPS officer that gave the damn briefing to the governor. Not me. Not me at all. Because I didn't have any information. Because they wouldn't give me any information. So I'm just as frustrated, maybe not as frustrated as the families that have lost their loved ones, but it pisses me off that I can't give you answers or can't get you answers. So, like I said, I don't owe any allegiance to anybody. I'm termed out as mayor when I get through, and I don't want to seek political office again. So I don't owe any of these elected officials not a damn thing.
Okay, look, this is obviously something that we're going to keep getting more details, and the more details we get, the more horrendous they are. And there are a number of people talking about horrendous details at the elsewhere in Texas at the state Republican convention. Really? We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Michael, you are the best.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the Amfed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel, to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution, and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved.
You is the grooviest.
And on the Michael Medved show, one of the members of Congress that I admire and support most is Dan Crenshaw, who represents the 2nd District of Texas. And, of course, decorated Navy hero, Navy SEALs hero, who lost an eye fighting for his country. He does wear an eye patch. He and his staff were violently confronted, it says over at Mediaite, at the Republican Party of Texas convention. This is over the weekend. There was a far-right social media activist who was together with a group of Proud Boys who began shouting at Crenshaw and threatening him, which is probably a bad idea. And this is at the state Republican convention, and of course, Crenshaw is a conservative Republican and very solid conservative Republican. They began shouting at him, I patch McCain, as if it was somehow a disgrace to be associated with somebody who represented the Republican Party, and I think did so honorably in the as a presidential nominee against Barack Obama. This is bizarre and extreme and really not easily forgivable, it seems to me. There's also this. There's two bits of news about upcoming elections. One which is very encouraging to Republicans. We can do that one first. In New Mexico. Now, New Mexico has used to be close. It was in that campaign of 2000 that was so close between Bush and Gore. New Mexico was the state with the narrowest margin that actually carried for Al Gore. I mean, George W. Bush came within, I think it was 500 votes of winning the state of New Mexico. It's moved in a very Democratic direction. And but right now, in the poll for governor, a poll commissioned by a nonpartisan organization, the New Mexico Political Report, and conducted by Public Policy Polling, which, if anything, leans to the left, it found that in New Mexico, Mark Ronchetti, who is a broadcaster who is representing the Republican Party, is the Republican nominee, he is actually within the margin of error for governor of New Mexico. It's 45 to 42, so incredibly close. The not-so-good news from the states comes from Pennsylvania, where Doug Mastriano, the Republican candidate, state senator, who has been very much identified with Stop the Steal, he recently commented that he believed that the January 6th riot was comparable to the Reichstag fire, that it was a staged event, that it was not a real riot, that it was exaggerated and exploited by the government. And he basically compared the Biden administration to the Hitler administration, which may have not been the best move in Pennsylvania. There's also an accounting. Campaigns everywhere are providing their new campaign finance reports filed with the Department of State, which reflect the candidates' receipts and spending between May and June. And it shows that Josh Shapiro, who is the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, who's the Democratic nominee, he raised $4.7 million. Mastriano raised $162,000. And cash on hand, Mastriano has just under $400,000. And Shapiro, the Democrat, has $13.4 million. So for people who are concerned about the influence of money in politics, the Pennsylvania governor's race looks problematic. Another race looking more problematic, Peter Thiel, who or Thiel, I think he says Thiel, doesn't he? Which does he say? Does he say pronounce the H or not? I'm not sure. But one of the kings of the internet and basically a billionaire who has been funding and supporting a lot of candidates, particularly Blake Masters, a pro-Trump candidate for governor, for Senate, actually, in Arizona. Peter Thiel just let it be known that he said he is not sure he would support Trump in a race in 2024. And there's also a poll that just came out from Yahoo News and YouGov, a poll asking, do you think Donald Trump should run for president again in 2024? 31% of Americans thought, yes, Trump should run again. This is way down. And 58% of Republicans think he should run again. 29% of independents think he should run again. What this indicates is not that Trump has no chance of winning, but that the assumption that if he decided to run, he was an automatic nominee, that will not come to fruition. Something else that won't come to fruition is let us hope that in the future we won't repeat the rainbow flag raising that was done at the state capitol here in Olympia, Washington, as part of Pride Month. The ceremony began with Josette Ross offering a land acknowledgement. This is clip 19.
My name is Josette Ross, and I am a descendant of the Iroquois, Salto, Anishinaabe, and Nisqually Opsh people, and I am honored to stand before you today to deliver this land acknowledgement. Since time immemorial, these lands that we are standing on today have been the traditional home of the Squaxin Island, Puyallup, and Nisqually tribal people, as well as a center for trade and commerce for many of the Salish Sea tribal nations. Our people have been here for thousands upon thousands of years, thriving, cohabitating, loving, and practicing our traditional cultural ways. We honor and acknowledge that we are still here, living, thriving, and continuing to honor and bring light to our ancient heritage. When settler colonial boarding schools and forced religion attempted to wipe our people off this earth, our Two-Spirit and LGBTQIA plus relatives had to hide who they were in order to survive. Those attempts at genocide were unsuccessful, and today we can stand proudly as examples of resiliency, strength, and how to move through this world with grace and dignity.
Okay, she's worried about the welfare of the LGBTQ community thousands of years ago when they apparently lived in perfect harmony. First of all, realistically, archaeologically, the idea of time immemorial is not true. The oldest evidence of Native peoples living around this part of the country is maybe from 8,000 years ago. Now, it's a long time. But again, the time immemorial for thousands and thousands of years, a bit overstated. Governor Inslee also spoke at the occasion. And here's what the third-term Democratic governor had to say, Clef 17. 17A. Oh, 70F, 17B, no. Well, there was also this at the flag-raising ceremony. What's interesting to me about it is that there is some dispute now about the pride flag being replaced by the progressive pride flag. And what's the progressive pride flag? What it shows is not just a rainbow, but it shows a rainbow with a wedge in it, and the wedge is black. And then in the first part of that black wedge, there's also the trans flag, which is baby blue and pink and white. Now, why that is a trans flag or those are special colors, we're not sure. But they did raise the traditional, the original pride flag. There wasn't the progressive pride flag. And I'm sure this will be an important fight to have in the future. We will be right back with future fights about prosecuting Trump, question mark, exclamation point, and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.